What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
Okay, so let's have some fun with your Lions now. Camp technically opens Saturday. Rookies report. But everyone and their mother considers you a top three team in the NFC. I think plenty of people view you as the favorite. I think an equal amount of people view you as second choice or 1-1A. This is not an issue of the Lions needing anything. This is an issue of, man, dessert was good. Should there be seconds?
Correct.
So the player in question is a pass rusher. It is a player who refuses to play in the last year of his deal. There's a stalemate, and he plays for a team that is absolute dog water. He's a New England Patriot. It is Matthew Judon. Now, last year, he had 4 games before he got hurt. His numbers were absolutely fine, whether it's win rate, pass rush success rate, all of it.
He had 4 sacks in his 4 games.
Right. There was not like fall off. Year prior, 17 sacks. He's 32 years old. Now, this is where it's tricky. The Lions would need to trade for him. I have collected all of the proposals that are out there, and here's what I'm comfortable putting out there. A fourth round pick and a 6th round pick.
Yeah.
That's what it would take next year to get Matthew Judon.
Right. Your Giants gave up, what, a 2 and a 5 to get Brian Burns?
Yeah, and then about $800 million.
Okay. But
yeah. So here's the contract you would need to do. It's probably in line with the Cam Hayward extension. For a player who's 32, it's going to be a 2-year deal. Call it $28 million flat. Okay? So it's a chunk of change. Do the Lions have the money to get something like that done? Yes. Could they manipulate money if they didn't have money to get something like that done? Yes. Here's my question. Do you do this?
My answer is simple. It's yes.
You're all in.
And yeah. And if you want to play the sentimental card that I know you don't, he went to a great high school football program. Ladies and gentlemen, the pride of West Bloomfield. And he also played at the Grand Valley State Lakers, too. So anyway, and he's here. He's home. You don't think he would love to play for the Lions now? I have no idea. I think he would. I don't think it's... it's not as like it's a free agent where that has to decide everything, but it'd be nice. He's still really, really good.
Look, he's on a terrible team. I can't speak to whether he'd come here, but do you try? Look, ultimately, maybe the best way to do this topic, and we can just be straight away with it, is it time to F them picks? Recent list that was released of the top 25 players under 25 years old. Right. Do you realize the Lions have 7 of them?
Yes.
Do you realize the Lions are on an absolute free roll here in the next 2 years? I just, I'm not going to pound the table on this. I'm not going to scream and yell. But if you're asking me, would I pick up the phone? Would I see if Judon would take 2 at 28? Would I get, now, if the Patriots get crazy and want more draft compensation than that, I'm backing away.
Right.
They are a 3-win football team. They've got a 32-year-old disgruntled pass rusher. There's no win there.
The only scare factor, if there is for the Lions, is if he signs with the Bears.
And again, I believe, and Stoney, maybe you disagree. I know fans are not happy when I say this. I think in almost like an overnight fashion, this has become arguably the second best division in football.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're a big reason why. The Packers are a big reason why. Here comes the anger from the listeners. I believe the Bears are going to be a distinct problem. And look, the Vikings, as a last place team, noted, they're way better than teams like mine, also a last place team, right? This isn't the Patriots.
Correct.
This isn't that level of bad. No. The Vikings still have an infrastructure, and on certain weeks, they're going to be dangerous and hurt people.
My only problem, we'll talk about this leading up to season. My only problem with the Bears is I think you might be putting too much stock into a rookie quarterback. And I know C.J. Stroud was great.
Yeah.
Their schedule is very easy in the beginning, and then it gets hard towards the very end. I think the Bears are 1 year away from being a big problem.
What I'm saying is, Mike, if they're the third best team in the division and they can flirt with 9-8, that's a good football team. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's more, they have a defense, they've got weapons everywhere.
They beat the Lions. They should have beat them twice.
Yeah. And look, I understand. Lion fans are still high on their own supply. It's the Lions are going to go 17-0. But I think when you're in this Super Bowl window, if an opportunity for a Matthew Judon, look, if the Lions remotely needed a receiver, which they don't, I'd be all over the Brandon Ayuk thing.
I think they could use a receiver. I don't think they need to put that much money into that.
Exactly. Position. And I've got J-Mo and I've got Laporta. And obviously, Amon-Ra's a top five player. You're probably a veteran receiver light for depth.
You'd like to get somebody better than DPJ.
Yes. But as it pertains to pass rushers, you never can have too many of those. And if at age 32, I can have Judon in a more measured usage, I can keep him fresh. Mm-hmm. I can keep him healthy. I can deploy him. And then think about third downs where it is Houston and it's Aiden and it's DJ Reader, and it's your blitz package, and it's Brian Burns off the edge. And now, Brian Branch off the edge. Oh, and now I deploy Matthew Judon.
Right.
Guys, I'm just asking, have you reached FDM pick phase?
Pretty much. The other thing about Judon that we don't know, and I would assume that he would, is obviously the culture is what they really care about here. How is he as a teammate? I've never heard anything bad about it, so I think he would fit right in.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
248-539-9797. Little Lions to start the day before we give you the Morosi report. Kenny, where are you at on it? Because to me, you're all in. I don't view a 4-6 as egregious. The money means nothing to me. I can't say that enough. The money is a non-factor. It's a two-year window where after the first year, you'll probably be able to get out if you wanted. Would you go all in?
If you were a fringe team like we expected to be last year, I would have said, man, maybe kick the can 1 year. But when you're in this position, when you were a half away from the Super Bowl, you're allowed to make these, and I'll call it a luxury deal that you wouldn't have need to do in prior years. This is exactly the type of move a Super Bowl team would like to make, and it is. It is the philosophy of F them picks. Yeah, I'm on board with that.
The only thing that might be detrimental, and it's not going to hold me, I'm trying to give the other side, is you don't have a third round pick next year, so that means you're going to go without a 3, a 4, and a 6.
And I don't care.
I know.
My faith in Brad Holmes, my confidence in Brad Holmes as it pertains to the draft, I don't care. You could work your way. You could trade down in the second round and replace one of these picks. You could move down in the first round. The idea is I'm going to be picking late in each round anyways. I'd like to know where you're at with it. We'll get some ticket texts in a second. Let's go to Marcus, 97.1. Hi, Marcus. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Marcus. What's on your mind, pal?
All right. Hey, Stone. How you doing, man?
Good.
I am in F those pick mode. I wouldn't give up a first or a second, but anything after that, like if we had to kick the can down the road a year to make it a third round pick, I'd do it. Dude is a beast. I watched him. He is a beast. Yep. He gets around the edge about as fast as anybody in the league. He's nice.
Right. Well, the reason we didn't mention a third is because they don't have one right now.
Well, I mean, maybe the next year. They do have one the following year. Whatever that, if that's what it is. We're trying to win a Super Bowl now. Not get there. We're trying to win it.
That's
it. We feel like we're there. We're trying to win it. And if all it costs us is a third-round pick the way Brad Holmes drafts, I'm good with that. I'll be willing to. And I'd give him a little bit of extra money if it took me $15 or $16 million to get him.
Yeah, I don't have any qualms about it. Marcus, I'm there with you. If it's a pass rusher or a corner, I just don't think you can have too many of them. And if the Patriots the Patriots have no ability to win this year. They have no ability to win next year.
And like Stoney said, he's coming home. I think he would love that. Love that. I mean, one thing we know about our local kids, they love Detroit. All of them. They've always said that.
That's a good point.
248-539-9797. Kenny, the ticket text. What do they have to say on Matthew Judon?
Brad, get me Matthew Judon. That's unnamed texter. Joe from Warren. Mike, I agree. This division is much tougher, and so is our overall schedule. If you have the chance, please get Judon to shore up the D, and let's go chase that Super Bowl. Judon is an absolute yes. Another one I'd have him on our team. He's a game wrecker.
See, and here's the thing.
He made four consecutive Pro Bowls before he got hurt last year.
Right. Listen, and again, I don't need him to even be that player.
No.
I can ask him 17 to 20 times a game, go get the quarterback. Think about it. Look at the amount of talent insulation that resides here. Let's go to Matt, 97.1. Matty, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, man? I love listening to you guys.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Definitely go for Judon. You don't really need the picks. We've got a pretty solid team. And it's always nice to have something a little extra, even if you don't need it. And then I was going to ask Kenny, because he's the hockey guy. I've never been to a Red Wings game, so what's like a good team to see the Red Wings play against?
If you want a full barn, a team from Canada, the really good fans would show up, and you get a much more vibrant crowd, especially coming from the Red Wings fans in return.
Okay. I've never been to a Red Wings game ever since I moved here, and I've always wanted to go, but it just never did.
Where'd you move here from?
Missouri. So, you know, I'm a Chiefs fan.
Oh, okay.
But I still root for the Lions.
Oh, that's fine. No, I mean, Matt, the other thing you can do as well, wait for the Blackhawks to come to town. You get to see Bedard. There's still holdovers who treat the Pittsburgh game like a big deal. I'd love to tell you see him play the Leafs, but you're gonna have to dig into the wallet for that one.
And maybe
the Canadians
this might be the last year you get to see Ovechkin, or maybe one more.
There you
year.
Go. And if you want to see an automatic win, see him against the Islanders. You'll have a ball.
Oh please.
No, there you go. But yeah, listen, we're a shipwreck. We have lots of problems. Okay.
You got Kyle Palmieri. He's a good player.
Oh, that'll do it. Let's go to William, 97.1. William, what's going on, buddy?
I'm from Southfield, man. And you know what? I listen to 97.1 every day, all day. And you guys be talking so much good stuff. Where can I get my Super Bowl tickets right now? I'm ready to go.
I mean, listen.
You can probably get them online right
you
now.
You got to get comfortable that this is your team. They are that good, William.
I'm comfortable.
All right.
I'm comfortable. So I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get it on.
So do you want Matthew Judon?
Matthew Judon.
You want him?
Not really.
Why not?
I don't know. I think we got a good enough team what we got right now. I think we can go to the Super Bowl right now, go through the NFC, wear it out, and then take everybody else home.
Okay.
Let's talk.
I don't know where that's going. I can just tell you, well, we're going to take care of some business. That's one, Jeff. That's one. Early. Jeff's using a mulligan early. 248-539-9797. We've got a Morosi report. Doug had John Paul Morosi on. And basically, John Paul Morosi said the following. John Paul Morosi basically validated me and Mike Stone's entire show for the last 2 days.
By the way, for our caller, cheapest seat on StubHub for the Super Bowl is $5,400 right now.
Watch it on TV. You're way better off. 97.1.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get six times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in-wash scent beads.